We're holding in. We're holding Tanit Be'Elio, the second chapter, the sixth paragraph. And Medrash has been expanding, giving different understandings of the verse in with which King David introduces his last prophecy. I see you have a puzzle block on your face. Before we do intro to Talmud, we always start with a little bit of Medrash. Tanit Be'Elio. So the verse introduces King David's last prophecy. Tanit Be'Elio was transcribed by Rabbi Anna. Rabbi Anna used to learn with Elio. Elio used to appear to him and tell him over these Tanaic quotes, which were compiled into Tanit Be'Elio. If you wish, we have an intro class on the web, intro Tanit Be'Elio. I just figured we won't go over all the details. But in short, Elio was a prophet that never died. He went up to heaven and became an angel, and he appears to people who merit his appearance. And the Gemara records that Rabbi Anna would have Elio appear and learn with him every night. And these are the quotes from that learning. So another explanation: King David's last prophecy begins with Ve'ele Dibrei David HaChaonim. These are King David's last words. And the Medrash says that the prophet is stressing, just like King David's first prophecies had no sin, so too when King David was ending his life and he had his last prophecies, they were also without sin. Now, one can understand this in two ways. One can understand it that King David didn't sin. One can understand it that he repented, and by the time he ended his life, he was without sin. Therefore, the verse is stressing that Eile Dibrei David HaCharonim, and the verse continues, these are King David's last words, Ne'um David Ben Yishai, the words of David, the son of Jesse, David, the son of Yishai. And we know that Yishai was one of the people who died without sin. So the verse is stressing, he's the continuation of his father, he's also going to leave the world without sin. And the words of the man who uplifted the yoke. What does it mean? He's the man who uplifted the yoke. The verse is stressing that King David took upon himself the yoke of Torah and the yoke of mitzvot. We know that a person only sins when he removes the yoke of Torah or mitzvot. If one really recognized that he's got a yoke, he's supposed to carry the weight of the Torah and the mitzvot, one wouldn't allow himself to come to sinning. Anytime a person does, so we've discussed many times that the first siman in Shulchan Aruch quotes the verse Shiviti Hashem Negdi Tamid. I always place God opposite me. And anytime a person falls, anytime a person is trying to fix his traits or fix his actions, he has to realize that any downfall is a downfall in that. No one can perform any sin unless they fall in that and recognizing that God is there. That's why the Mishnah says, "Istakel b'shloshat darim." If you recognize three things, if you're always cognizant of these three things, that there's an eye above watching, and everything you're doing is recorded, and everything you say is listened to, so then a person would never sin. Because we allow ourselves to forget, or to overlook the fact that someone's, not someone, but the one, is listening and recording what we're doing. So David HaMelech, his last prophecy is introduced with a description that David is the person who had the yoke of Torah and had the yoke of mitzvot. And God continues the prophecy with recognizing, what is your reward before me, that you will be called, as the verse continues, Mashiach Elohei Yisrael, the anointed one of the God of Jacob, and the one who compiled the pleasant songs of Israel, that King David, who compiled the book of Psalms. So the Medrash we just saw focused again on the words introducing David HaMelech's last prophecy, that the prophecy is saying, and these are King David's last words, and the Medrash is understanding that it is connecting it to King David's first prophecy, just as in his first prophecy he hadn't sinned, so too by his last prophecy he didn't have sin. And the Medrash points out in the continuation of the verse that he accepted the yoke of Torah and mitzvot, and that's why he was called the anointed one of the God of Jacob, the one who compiled the beautiful songs of Israel. Questions? Okay, so now we'll go over to intro.